We have really a terrific team, as always, for recent developments. You should have lists of cases in front of you so you can quickly find the cases that each of us are talking about. We'll kind of go one at a time down the list and then go back and start over, talking in both the consumer and business areas. So these people are well known to all of you, but I'll just start on the far left, Bill Rochelle, whom all of you read every day, as I do, I'm sure. Next to him is Bernie Bass, who keeps us all going. Debbie Langenhagen, who's, of course, most famous as the coach of the U.S. of the UT team year after year and victory after victory. And this year, a lot of you will have guessed this is not Deborah Williamson, who's sitting in this space. Unfortunately, or actually fortunately, Deborah had a really important thing she had to go do and at the last minute. And for many years now, the business materials have been produced by Aaron Kaufman, and we're very, very happy to have Aaron on the panel this year. So without further ado, let's plunge into a very, very interesting year in the bankruptcy courts. Bill, you want to start us off?
Well, I'll be pleased to. I'm going to talk about the Supreme Court's decision in May in a case called Spilkio versus Robbins. I did not think I would ever again talk about this case. It died along with Justice Scalia in February, but it was reborn on Election Day with the election of Donald Trump. Here's why. This case deals with Article III standing and the Fair Credit Reporting Act. I did not know what Spokio was. I suppose younger folks here know. It is an internet aggregator that gives information about individuals.